This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
All right, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, he is a producer, he's a DJ, he's an artist. It is Rilla Force. Good morning.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, Kennedy. I know you're very familiar with them.
I am. They have so many cool things going on. And this is one of them, the Beats on the Beach block party. Sounds like fun to me.
This is supposed to be the biggest block party yet. Tell us about this party.
Yeah, so what we do is, like you said, I'm Rilla Force. I'm an artist. We also have on our admin team another producer named Elder and another one named Hassan Barclay. And what we do is we're part of the Beats on the Beach program coordination team, and we work with Save the Harbor to just do these events, man. Like, we're really trying to put on for just different artists and every mediums, and it's cool. It's a little artist showcase with vendors and food and activities, and there'll be live performances. It's an awesome time.
And this is going to be at Lawn on D in Southie, right?
That is correct.
And what is the date for this?
The 30th. So this Saturday coming up.
So what sort of things can we expect? I know you were saying that there's going to be a lot of DJs there and vendors. What sort of things can we see? What can we expect when we go?
So, like, when you pop into the Lawn on D, you're definitely going to be hearing the music first and foremost. And, you know, right when you get under the tent, there'll be, you know, some DJs and some live act, like, next to the concessions, you know, get some drinks, get some food. And then once you walk onto the lawn, that's when it really starts getting a little crazy, because then we have, like, all our vendors spread out. We have games. Obviously, the Lawn on D has their own installations. So, like, there's a little bit of something for everyone, you know?
And I know this is supporting specifically people of color this year, that you want to have vendors and your performers and all of this. And I think that's really important here in Boston. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like when it comes to any creative, you know, it's obviously hard to get yourself out there, you know, especially since, like, if, you know, not everyone has the mind of a creative or a creator. And especially when it comes to people of color, I feel like personally for us, it's just harder for us to get in the door when it comes to ideas and just what we want to do with installations. So that's why we kind of just wanted to do something like this, like where the focus is on us, by us. And ultimately, it's for everyone to come through, but we just want to showcase the people that we like, that we support, just all over, and like for a big, massive day.
Are you going to be performing?
I'm not going to be performing this time. I wish, but maybe one day in the future. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Rilla Force is a cool name. How did you get that? And should we call you Mr. Force?
You can call me Rilla. You can call me whatever, man. But Rilla Force, man, like, for me, it all started when I was just in high school. I know you can't see me, but picture, like, you know, a really tall guy. I'm like 6'6", right? And when I was in high school, man, like, I'm a gentle giant. I used to get teased a lot. One of the kids used to call me a gorilla, and I was like, you know what, man, I'm going to turn that negative into a positive. So I cut it to Rilla, and then Force is everything I want to do in this music industry, and with all my endeavors, I'm just going to be an unstoppable force. So that's where Rilla Force comes from.
Well, we are here to support you, my friend.
That is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
I
was just reading a little bit about Rilla Force while he was telling that story. Nominated for Artist of the Year for the Boston Music Awards in 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23, and was the winner of the Boston Music Awards for Best Dance Electronist Artist of the Year in 2024.
Let's go. Who's teasing him now?
Nobody.
That's right. Put some respect on that check.
Okay, so if you want to get tickets for this event, again, Save the Harbor, Beats on the Beach, coming up on the 30th. You can go to savetheharbor.org, savetheharbor.org, or just text us here in the studio. We'll send you back a direct link. It's happening at the Lawn on D. All sorts of performances, artists, DJs, and vendors. Again, 617-655-1234, and we will text you a link for that. And you're now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, brother.
Hey, let's go.
Well, we love this story. We love you sharing your story with us.
Yeah.
And we hope you have a great time. Thanks for calling in and talking with us on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate y'all.
All right, Mr. Force, we will see you soon.
Good luck with the event, brother.
All right, talk to you later.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Well, we have an update on the Lil Nas X journey, debacle, what have you. We talked about this last week where Lil Nas X was spotted walking down Ventura Boulevard in the wee hours of the morning wearing nothing but cowboy boots and some underwear, telling people they're going to be late for the party.
Oh.
Now, he's been charged with several felonies for assaulting and injuring police officers during that arrest last Thursday. He was hit with four felonies, including battery with injury on a police officer and resisting an executive officer after he allegedly attacked the police that were trying to detain him. When officers first confronted him as he walked naked along, by the end of it, he was completely naked, from my understanding, along Ventura Boulevard. He allegedly charged at the cops and injured at least three of them.
Wow.
It's hard to believe he's such a tiny little man, but
he's not tiny at all. He's a very fit guy.
I know he's fit, but he's tiny.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he not? I thought he was kind of tall.
I don't know. Anyway, the artist appeared in court yesterday.
6'2".
Yeah, he's 6'2".
Is he really?
6'2".
He didn't look up when he was walking. Anyway,
yeah, and
I digress.
Very fit. There's zero body fat on that guy. He works out a lot. He looks amazing.
The artist appeared in court yesterday where he pled not guilty. His bail was set at $75,000, and he was ordered to attend four Narcotics Anonymous meetings a week or attend outpatient treatment. He was brought in because police feared an overdose. His lawyer said, "We don't know if that's accurate or just some officer's hunch that was corroborated. We don't know what happened." His lawyer also argued that his client had a clean record, saying this man has never so much as gotten in a schoolyard scuffle. Assuming the allegations here are true, this is an absolute aberration in this person's life. Nothing like this has ever happened, Your Honor. His father told reporters later he's very remorseful for what happened. It can happen to any family. He's going to get the help he needs, so keep him in your prayers. He was spotted leaving the court yesterday in a blue prison uniform and a plastic bag after the hearing.
County jail is not the party you want to go to.
No.
Drugs are bad, kids.
Yeah. Hope he gets the help and, you know, it can work for him.
It just all seemed so strange. The whole thing was so odd. But as you say, I hope he gets the help he needs.
If it's drugs, you know, you can see what we can do to you pretty quickly.
Travis Kelce's biggest source of joy isn't a secret. His dad says, well, what we all know. Here's what his dad said.
Where do you think that happiness is stemming from and coming from?
Ian Taylor. There's no question about it, yeah.
This was at the premiere of The Kingdom in Kansas City. He told People there's no question about it when it comes to what makes his son happiness. He also praised Swift's guest spot on the New Heights podcast, calling the record-breaking episode awesome and saying they're two people very much in love. Taylor also keeping the party going. At 4 p.m. on Monday, she dropped yet another vinyl of her 12th album, Life of a Showgirl, this version being labeled as Tiny Bubbles in Champagne.
Does she just want all of her fans' money? What's that, like 14 variants?
Correct.
How many are there
take
really?
Out loans?
I missed all of this.
No, I think there's seven
while we were going on vacation.
Serious.
There's three. Tiny Bubbles and Champagne, Under Bright Lights, Pearlescent, Red Lipstick and Lace, and then, of course, there's the other two, which are the Shiny Bugs. So what's that, five?
Yes. You just gave us five, I believe.
I think that's five. I don't
know. So can I just ask you, because I've missed this whole story. So these variants are, is it just the
They're
same?
They're just pretty.
They're just different colors of the same exact thing, or are they completely different looks?
No. Well, they're just all very different. They're just pretty. They're just, it's the aesthetic, not what's on the album.
Okay, so they all look the same, but it's different.
No, they don't look the same. They look completely different.
Oh.
One is pink, and it looks like bubbles in champagne. One looks like red lipstick and lace. Two of the shiny bug ones look like the cover of a Beatle or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So they're all just different.
I mean, she has been grinding behind the scenes.
There are only 48 hours, available for 48 hours, so blink and you'll miss it. But it's probably already sold out.
And when does the album come out again?
October 3rd, Carson. October 3rd.
Okay. Thank you.
And another day, another Zoe Kravitz must be in love with someone. Although this one looks like they're having a good time. Zoe Kravitz spotted smooching on Harry Styles while they were out in London last week. They were tucked away in a corner of a restaurant called Rita's. And according to someone who was there, said they were snogging like teenagers.
Snogging?
Snogging,
what a great
I say.
Word.
It's very British.
That sounds like a game you'd play at Hogwarts.
We would call it mashing. Do you know how many times snogging was used in those books? Many. Many. according to said source, they didn't seem to care if anyone saw them kissing. Mm-hmm. Kravitz attended the premiere of her new movie, Caught Stealing, there. She and Styles walked into a bar together. Sources say it was definitely a date. They make a gorgeous couple. Or they were just out and they started making out. Because that's just what happens.
Kennedy.
If I was there with Harry Styles or Zoe Kravitz, I'd make out with both of
them. You'd snog it up.
I would snog both of them.
Can you remind me when we recall the last time Harry Styles was in any kind of snogging relationship?
I don't know the answer to that question because I don't keep track of him that hardcore.
Right.
He's just been living his best life.
Sure.
And that's all that I think they're doing. So you go you. Uh-huh. And that's what I got.
When's the last time you went snogging, Kennedy?
I'd have to look it up.
I love the lingo. It's like I was just snogging a bird. Me mate's flat. It's like, all right, Dr. Seuss.
I was snogging. We were waiting in the queue. There was nothing else to do for the loo.
All right, isn't it?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by your good friends at Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Sue from Mansfield.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Sue?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye.
Thank you.
Do you just walk to your favorite concerts because you live in Mansfield? Is that the play?
We do not walk, but we can definitely hear them from our backyard, which
just
is
like
really cool.
Maybe park at your friend's house and walk through.
We could. People do.
Yeah.
Just not us.
All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening right now. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number one, the audition tape David Cornsweet made to be cast as the new Superman just dropped online. Who is the villain in the new Superman movie? Portrayed by Nicholas Hoult.
I don't know.
All right, question number two. Today in 1939, The Wizard of Oz opened in theaters, starring Judy Garland as Dorothy. How does Dorothy get home from Oz?
Three clicks of her heels and says, there's no place like home.
Big Boy is teaming up with Whirlpool to give one lucky fan a one-of-a-kind washer-dryer that plays their song So Fresh, So Clean. Anyone can register for a chance to win online. Who is the other member of Outkast along with Big Boy?
I have no idea.
Question number four. Kevin Jonas debuted his first solo song in the Jonas Brothers show at Fenway on Saturday night. What is the name of the youngest Jonas Brothers who is not a part of the band?
Jeff Jonas.
And question number five.
My name is Jeff.
Maya Bialik says the Blossom reboot is dead. Which actor played Blossom's older brother Joey on the show?
Oh, it's Joe, isn't it Joey something? Yeah, oh, gosh, yep. I'm terrible at this.
No, you're right on it. You are right. His name is Joey. Just need his last name.
I just can't remember the rest of it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you take the train into the city for work every day. You work for the state?
I do work for the state, and I'm on my way in right now.
I was just reading an article in the Globe. The Orange Line, Kennedy, we got to give them their credit when they earn it. The Orange Line was up to 55 miles an hour now. It is the fastest that train has ever gone.
What happens when you take the time to fix the track, so let's give it up.
Well, train czar Philip Eng works miracles.
Yes. That's what, train daddy, let's get it.
Yep. I mean, we've supported him all along, haven't we, Dan?
Get out of
That's
here.
True.
Get out of
we
here.
We had him in studio.
Both of you.
Kennedy's the naysayer in this family.
Really she hates the Red Sox and the MBTA.
You guys are the worst. The absolute worst.
Sue got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Sooch.
I only got 1 out of 5.
The whole train is disappointed.
All right, these are tough. Here we go. Question number one. The audition tape David Cornsweet made to be cast as the new Superman just dropped online. Who is the villain in the new Superman movie portrayed by Nicholas Hoult?
Lex Luthor?
It is correct.
Mr. Luthor?
1-0. It is Lex Luthor. Question number two. Today, 1939, The Wizard of Oz opened in theater starring Judy Garland as Dorothy. How does Dorothy get home from Oz?
MBTA.
Red shoes. She clicks her heels 3 times and says, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
2-1. Big Boy is teaming up with Whirlpool to give one lucky fan a one-of-a-kind washer dryer that plays So Fresh, So Clean. Who is the other member of Outkast along with Big Boy?
Andre 3000.
3-1. Question number four. Kevin Jonas debuted his first solo song at the Jonas Brothers show at Fenway on Saturday night. What is the name of the youngest Jonas brother, who's not a part of the band?
Frankie, but he goes by Franklin now.
Yes. He opened up the show, by the way.
And That'll give you a complex, being the only Jonas brother not in the Jonas Brothers.
Why not me?
He's probably enjoying a pretty nice life, though, I imagine.
I mean, comparatively. It's probably tough to watch everyone else in your family be the Jonas Brothers.
4-1, question number five. Maya Bialik says the Blossom reboot is dead.
Aww.
Which actor played Blossom's older brother Joey on the show?
Oh, Joey Lawrence?
Whoa. That is it, Joey Lawrence. Look at you. Wow, 5-1, Kennedy. Had to rub it in her face.
I just don't think about it that way, but okay.
Trivia daddy over there. Kennedy gets the win, 5-1. Sue, I'm sorry, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sue, and I can't even come close to being
happy. Have a nice ride in.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, don't forget, you can get the show on the Odyssey app. You can get us on the iHeartRadio app, and it is...
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question? Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom! Hot take!
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're gonna need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go!
617-655-1234. You can call or text for Hot Take Tuesday. If I may go first, please.
The floor is yours, my guy.
And this one, I had to write down a few notes. I've had a lot of time to think about this over the past couple of days. It is very close and personal to me because obviously I just got back from vacation all-inclusive resorts are dead. It is no longer a value. It is no longer fun. It is no longer enjoyable. It is no longer exclusive. It is dead. The format is dead. Stop doing it. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. It's no longer special. You could go. You could sit in an all-inclusive resort, and you might as well be sitting in Mansfield as opposed to the Dominican or Mexico, because every place looks the same. It's all the cheap food. It's all the cheap alcohol. And now you have to pay extra for everything. They've now courted off parts of the resort. So if you want to go to this pool, it's a little extra. You want to be a part of this thing, it's a little extra. All-inclusive resorts, I think all of it is dead. That is my hot take.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I can breathe now.
All right.
I've been thinking about
Feel
this
better?
One. This one's all been up in my crawl over the past couple of days.
It's all good, my guy. All right, breathe.
Andy is from God's country, Charlestown. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Fans at Fenway are the worst in baseball for stadium etiquette.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Coming in hot on a Tuesday.
Why do you say this?
Yes.
Okay, look. First, basic rule of baseball, wait for a break in play to find your seat, especially if you're half an hour late for the game and it's the first time you're looking for it. And a break in baseball is not between ball one and ball two. They implemented something called a pitch count. You're not going to find row PP seat 147 and it's 30 seconds it takes between a ball. Random standing up. You know, people are standing up because there's somebody in section 144 who's also at the game, and they're trying to wave to them to show them where they're sitting.
You don't think that happens in every ballpark in America? People trying to find each other?
Not. Or more so. The other one is just random photo taking. People stopping in the aisle to get a photo while the game's going on. It's crazy. But the worst. I just have to say this because we were sitting along the right field, the first baseline, but in the outfield beyond the right field pole. And I turned around at one point in the third inning. It was a Tampa Bay game, and Tampa Bay was hitting, and everybody's looking at their phone. And if you get a foul ball hit down there, it is not going to be a high pop-up. It's going to be a screamer going right at someone's head, and no one's watching the play.
You get what you get. You don't
wow.
get upset.
I mean, Andy,
I don't think a lot. Andy, hold on before you take him off.
Yes.
Andy, are you a Red Sox fan?
Okay. I am not.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I am from Toronto.
Okay, so you're a division rival. I would like to place...
No, they're just real polite up there.
I would like to place extra tariffs on Andy alone.
You can't discount the politeness of those from Toronto versus the politeness of...
Move to Toronto then.
No, I'm not going to move to Toronto.
Andy is from God's
understand
country.
Understand where he's coming from.
He's from Charlestown, and his point will not be diminished because of where he was born, Dan.
Oh my God, I died.
Boo.
Thank you.
Up at the Rogers Center, we do things differently.
Amy is from Hanover. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Go Red Sox.
Wait in vest. What's the deal with this? It's the most ridiculous thing. People are putting vests on. You know, 90% of the people need to lose weight, and it affects their joints or their knees. And so now people are adding weight to their back. So when they walk, it's going to only affect their knees. I see this as the biggest scam.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
And for people that don't know, the weighted vest, Kennedy, explain what that is. Do you know what
it's a weighted vest? Literally, it looks as though you're wearing a bulletproof vest. And it has been used for years for people doing, you know, training, get your cardio up, just to give yourself some extra mass as you're walking. But now every Tom, Dick, and Harry is walking down Quincy Shore Drive with a freaking weight vest on.
Going to Whole Foods, going to Starbucks.
Correct.
going to work.
Correct.
Wearing their weight
vest. I literally saw a guy the other day, and I'm like, why is there a cop on Quincy Shore? Never mind.
Good for strength and conditioning, Kennedy.
You know what? Do you if it makes you feel better, but don't do it just because everybody else is.
You think people are putting like 45-pound weights on their chest as a trend?
Yes. Without question, Daniel.
Yes.
100%.
It is. It's a trend.
Normally,
right
it's the women falling for the TikTok of it all, but this one is for the boys.
That's crazy.
There's already a TikTok dance about it. The holderness dance.
Oh, I have it. The holderness dance? I'll have to look that one up. I haven't seen that one yet. All right. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Call or text with your hot take, or you have thoughts about the hot takes that were already given.
Andy got me fired up. He's a lovely guy, but I'm fired up.
Take off, eh?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. You have a hot take you want to give us, or you want to comment on any of the hot takes that have already been presented this morning. So Andy from Charlestown said Red Sox fans have the worst etiquette in baseball, although Dan smelled a rat and was able to determine that he's in fact from Toronto.
He's a division rival.
Amy from Hanover said weighted vests are stupid. I don't know if you've seen that trend going around. And fresh off of my vacation, I say that the idea of all-inclusive resorts has run its course. They are no longer all-inclusive. They nickel and dime you now all throughout the thing. They give you the cheapest food now, the cheapest alcohol, and it is no longer representative of what it used to be years ago.
Everything is a scam.
Well, I don't know about that, Dan. I'm just talking about my thing right now. Paula, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Yes. I think that these youth sports and high school media day photo shoots are getting a little out of control.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Say it louder for the parents in the back.
What is it for? What now?
So yeah,
what
happened? This side of the table.
For the side of the table that are child-free, let us know so that we can agree with you.
So when your child is going to move on to that next team or whatever, you now have to get a professional photographer or a sports photographer to shoot photos while they're playing. and then you hire some graphics person to create almost like a trading card photograph with all of the bells, bows, and whistles and graphics and designs.
Do kids trade them in school with each other?
No, they post on their social media.
Oh.
So it's not like back in our day, just when you got your school pictures, you traded them and put them in your wallet?
No, there's none of that.
It's just for clout?
Right, and they're like, I am proud to announce that I am signing to play with the Franklin Select 2035 graduating class town team for the 2027 season. I'm like, bro, you're 9.
Yeah, you didn't just get an NIL deal with Alabama.
It is out of control with
that
these photos.
That seems like a lot.
I'm going to show you some photos when we go to Bray Kennedy.
That seems like
they're
a
out
lot.
Of control.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula.
But that's something you'll never do with Barrett? Is that what you're telling me?
Of course I'm going to do it.
Oh.
But I'm going to complain about it first.
Leah.
Really? Is he going to get a trading card? Because I would like a copy if that's the case.
I haven't done it yet, but I've been trying to figure out which photo I can use.
I'll keep it.
Will you make one? Will you make one? I got to make
done
one.
Done and done.
I don't know who.
Give me a picture. Done.
I don't know who
makes
Give
me a picture
them.
And example. Done.
Leah, what did you want to say for Hot Take Tuesday?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Please make sure I don't go out to a game with Andy.
Tuesday.
Why do you say that, Leah?
Let him know.
It's a ballpark, not a library, dudes. It's a ballpark.
Thank you. Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Leah.
Oh, I cannot. That was so spicy.
Darlene, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
I get startled every time on the radio a song or a commercial has sound bites with a police siren in it. They should not put police sirens in songs and commercials.
1,000,000%.
Or a phone ring. Or a phone ring. Tuesday.
Is that really a hot take, though?
Sure.
Is that more of a pet peeve?
Okay, mister, your hot takes have been pet peeves half the time. Move along with your day.
The sirens drive me nuts, especially in my youth.
You know
when
what
I was riding dirty, immediate panic attack.
There's a Pink song that has like in the background something that sounds like an old ringtone, and every time it would play, I'd be like, "Is my phone ringing?"
You know what always gets me is the TV commercial where the phone buzzes, and then I grab my phone off the table.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Thank you,
Chrissy, for Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you want to say?
I agree with Andy. I have a 20-game season ticket holder, and he's not wrong.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Dan, you have thoughts? Tuesday.
Have you gone to a lot of other ballparks to have a comparison?
I've been to 11 other ballparks. My husband's been to...
You're on the radio.
And I think the point's been proven.
Well, we had to hit the dumb button, so got a little too hot there.
Because Red Sox fans are spicy. Don't get us fired, boo.
Yeah, I don't want an FCC fine. Make
hot
your
take.
Take less hot.
Hot take. I don't want to get fired.
So, Dan, what do you say now about Red Sox fans?
I can't say anything back. They won't also get us an FCC fine.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, my God. My palms are sweating.
Whew, you hit that, right?
Sure hope so. I'm sure it went through on the stream, so if you want to hear it in the podcast, you'll know exactly what she said.
No, it will not be hearing on the podcast. No, sir.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We are bringing back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at her redemption this morning. It is Brittany from Saugus. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Morning.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
5-3.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany just told me she's nervous on the phone off the air. And I was like, you don't need to be nervous. You're the one that beat her. Kennedy should be nervous.
That's right. You let him know.
And I love that Brittany's pretending she doesn't know the score. I heard that she had it tattooed on her forearm.
Now.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, and you will do something that most people have never done, which is defeat Kennedy twice at her own game. She's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Britney Spears says her marriage to Sam Asghari was a fake distraction after she was cut off from her kids. Who is the former backup dancer Britney Spears had her kids with?
Kevin Federline.
Oasis has released a live version of Wonderwall from their recent Dublin show ahead of their North American tour dates. Finish the opening lyrics of Wonderwall. Take a listen.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody
feels the way I do about you now.
I don't have any interest in seeing this show, but as the hype is growing around it, I'm now kind of interested, and I probably won't be able to get to
it. I would go see it for sure.
Question number three. Taylor Swift has announced a seventh variant of her upcoming album because apparently she wants all of her fans' money. Name the producer Taylor has worked with on every album since 2013 that will actually not be a part of her new album.
I got the vinyl yesterday, and it's Jack Antonoff, who she's not working with.
Okay, wait, in your wheelhouse?
Wait, you...
I was hoping for a Taylor Swift question.
So you got the order.
The curly one, what's it called? I don't know.
So you have it in your hands, or you just were able to order it?
It's not out yet.
Yeah. No, you pre-order it.
Okay, that's what I was like. You have it already. You pre-order.
Yeah, but I finally hit a countdown. I think you guys pushed it.
Yeah, we did.
And that's what led me to click it.
We're there to take care of you. I think that was Andy from the afternoon show that posted that.
No, it was me.
Yeah.
Biggest Swiftie at Mix.
Question number four. Macaulay Culkin turns 45 today. What is the name of Macaulay's younger brother who won an Oscar in 2024 for the movie A Real Pain that also starred in Succession?
Kieran Culkin.
Question number five. Bryan Cranston's Walter White from Breaking Bad has been named the greatest TV performance of the 21st century. Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep came in second, followed by Jon Hamm from Mad Men. What is the name of the chicken restaurant Walt's boss ran in Breaking Bad that he also used in his distribution of his meth?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm joking, by the way. It was absolutely Andy who posted the card.
No, we got your target.
I don't want to steal anyone's work.
Yeah, I understand. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Brittany from Saugus, who defeated you once before, I believe 5-3.
Oof.
Got 4 out of 5
okay,
correct
this
morning.
Okay, well done, friend.
Yep, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Britney Spears says her marriage to Sam Asghari was a fake distraction after she was cut off from her kids. Who's the former backup dancer Britney had her kids with?
Kevin Federline.
Tied at 1. Oasis has released a live version of Wonderwall from their recent Dublin shows ahead of their North American tour dates. Finish the opening lyrics of Wonderwall, please.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody
feels the way I do about you now.
There might have been a pretty funny sing-along with me and my wife and all of our friends in the Dominican Republic at 1 o'clock in the club to that song, Kennedy.
Let's get it. Go white people.
A gang of drunk white people singing to Wonderwall?
That's what all-inclusives are.
I bet they've never seen that before at the resort.
Kennedy, I have the video, too.
Probably every week.
Tied at 2, question number 3. Taylor Swift announced a seventh variant of her upcoming album. Name the producer Taylor has worked with on every album since 2013 that will not actually be on her new album.
Jack Antonoff.
Tied at 3.
Do you already pre-order it like Britney did?
No.
Macaulay Culkin, 45 today. What is the name of Macaulay's younger brother who won an Oscar in 2024? That movie is A Real Pain. And then he also starred in Succession.
Kieran Culkin.
Four, question number 5. Bryan Cranston's Walter White from Breaking Bad has been named the greatest TV performance of the 21st century. What is the name of the chicken restaurant Walt's boss ran in Breaking Bad that he also used in his distribution of his meth?
Pollo. I can see the sign. I'm not going to get it.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
There it is.
4-4 is the final score. Look at that.
Wow, girl. Well done.
Brittany's very good.
Very good.
Next time you go on vacation, we're going to play Can't Beat Brittany, I think.
Yes.
You can come on
live
in from,
for that.
Yes. You can come in from Saugus. You can bring us some Saugus wings. All right. Well, Brittany, you don't get it this time, but we do appreciate you coming on to play for Redemption Week. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Brittany from Saugus, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, you know, with Clear the List, we're attempting to help teachers clear their lists as they get ready to get back into the classroom. And this is twofold for me. We get to, you know, ease the pain a little bit for teachers and what they're spending out of their own money. But we also get cool Hootie and the Blowfish parodies from Kennedy.
Space to live their dreams with safety and grace. And the salary she gets, well, it's a disgrace. So let's give her a hand and tell her that we understand. To give her what she needs to help with what she's planned. So clear that list. Help a teacher out, yeah, clear that list. There is need. Let's help our friends and neighbors to clear that list. Yeah, clear that list.
You and Darius Rucker just live in the same pocket, Kennedy.
We do, we do.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
This is Tara.
Oh, I pulled up the wrong line because I'm an idiot. My apologies.
That's all right. Hey, Tara, how are you, honey?
Good, how are you?
We are doing well.
So you work at Plouf Middle School? Am I pronounced Plouf Middle School? Plouf. This is in Brockton.
Yes.
And listen, my wife taught at an inner city school for 5 years, and the challenges that you face are different than a lot of schools face because of what could be going on in the home as well for a lot of your students, right?
Right, right. And due to a single parent income, for many of the students, they're not able to afford the tools that they need to support their needs. Many of the students are dealing with trauma also in their lives.
And I know you bring a lot of stuff to your classroom. Like in your email, you sent us that you bake sugar cookies in the holiday, Thanksgiving dinner during Thanksgiving, that your kids participate in the cooking, enjoying the celebrations, and Sunday breakfast with eggs and pancakes. I mean, wow, girl.
Well, you know, I try to give them experiences that they might not have in their own home. So I treat them like my own children. I give them what I give my own kids.
You are a good lady.
How long have you been a teacher?
20 years total. This is my 10th year at the Plouf.
Wow. Well, I just think what you do is so amazing. And you,
thank
you know, we sit here in our privilege and in our fortunate lives and don't realize that there might be people out there who don't get Thanksgiving and don't get cookies at Christmas. And that just breaks my heart. So thank you for doing
that.
Right. Yeah, I love that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
A lot of the food that I offer them might not be something that they have at home. Mm-hmm. 1 year, a student told me for Thanksgiving they have rice and beans, which is wonderful. But it's nice to try the other side of it with turkey and all the veggies. And I have one rule. They have to try every vegetable. They don't have to eat it all, but they have to try it. And 1 year I had a student that wanted to take home all the leftover turnip, if you can imagine that.
I can. It's delicious.
I love that 20 years in, you still have the passion to go above and beyond,
ma'am.
Like this.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of stuff do you need on your list?
So a lot of hold on one second. I need, notebooks, pencils. Even gift cards to the grocery stores, to Michael's, for the ornaments. I have a list on Teacher Pay Teacher, which is support for instruction, to give me the ability to purchase different packets.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. In fact, it's already done.
Okay.
If you go to mix1041.com and click on Carson and Kennedy's Clear the List. You can go in and look by town, by city, by whatever, and you can see. You go to Brockton, and you will see Tara right there, a little bit about her, and there's a link, and you can go right directly to her link to help clear her list. Thank you for what you're doing in the classroom, and we hope this helps just a little bit this
year,
okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and thank you for doing this every year.
You bet. No,
many people appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tara.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
So that is Tara, again, from Plouffe Middle School, a special ed teacher in Brockton. Go to mix1041.com. Click on the Carson and Kennedy Clear the List. Stephanie, now I believe I have Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you are heading into your 10th year of teaching middle school. Oh, there's a lot going on with middle school kids, right?
Yeah, middle school is a wild ride, but I definitely love it.
All of the hormones.
But not only is she doing that, but she doesn't even really have like a classroom. You have an off-site classroom?
Yeah, I mean, our main building is like a really great old building, but it certainly does not have space for our sixth grade and even really for a library or a gym. So we are off-site in a different building. And so we need some stuff, you know, to help make it feel like you do.
I'm not going to say where you are, but I know exactly where you are because I go over there to play basketball every once in a while, and I see those kids coming in and out of that building. And I had no idea that's what was happening. Mm. I thought they were doing some sort of activities in that building, but that's where you're actually
learning.
Having your classroom is in that building.
Yes. It's a unique experience.
For sure.
But it absolutely adds challenges, so I can see why you need us to clear your list today.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, don't go anywhere yet. We're not done. This is where we got to do the work. Why is this important to you? What can we help with? Tell us about your kids.
I mean, we just have this amazing group of kids. I teach in Boston, and we are in a K-6 school, and so this is kind of their last year with us, and it's a small community school, and part of the challenge of being in a different building is trying to make sure that they still really feel a part of this community that they've helped build. And so we want to make sure that they feel a part of the school and that they are just as important no matter where their classroom space is. And a part of that is just making sure they have basic materials that they need. I would say our biggest challenge this year is our TV screen that we use to teach off of broke last year.
Yeah,
that makes it pretty challenging. So that's our big ticket item, I would say. And then, you know, just like some extra binders and notebooks and some nice markers and things for kids to be able to stay organized and keep the space their own.
Is this just a regular TV screen? Like, you know, you go to Best Buy, you buy a TV screen, or has it got to be a special kind of screen?
It's just a regular one.
Okay. Here's what you do. Go to mix1041.com, click on Carson Kennedy's Clear the List, scroll down to Boston, because again, listed by city, and you will see right there, second name under Boston is Stephanie's name. There's a link right there.
Or if you want to just text us in here, we'll send it. We'll send you either one or both.
Somebody's going to be going to a store today and they're going to see, you know, what size TV are we talking about?
What size TV? I'm not sure. It's on the list, though.
Okay, done.
As big as possible.
Okay, we're getting... Somebody's buying you a TV today. I can feel it. And if they don't, I'm going to buy a TV today.
That would be so amazing.
All right, well, thank you for what you're doing in the classroom, Stephanie.
65-inch.
Thank you guys so much.
65-incher? Yep. Oh, those things are going for like $200 at Costco right now.
Yep.
All right, go to mix1041.com, click on Clear the List, go to Boston, click on Stephanie, buy her a TV today.
Do it.
So her kids that aren't even in their school, that have to go to another building to have their classroom, will have a TV that is working, and she doesn't have to buy it out of her own pocket, right?
Yep.
If you're a teacher, you want to be a part of Clear the List, we're running out of time. We still got a couple of days left. Please drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com, morningshow@mix1041.com, and tell us a little bit about your story. And make sure to check out mix1041.com and click on Clear the List today. It's Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They see me rolling, they hate it. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
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 Trying to catch me riding dirty. My music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding
dirty. Oh, that brings me back.
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
That is Chamillionaire, right? Kennedy is, in fact, riding flat now this morning.
I swear to God. Just nothing.
What a start to the morning.
Cannot. I shouldn't drive cars. Full stop. Period.
So Kennedy was pulling into the parking lot here at the radio station this morning, and there was something in the parking lot, and you, instead of going around it and parking somewhere else, decided in your big badass Bronco.
Well, I didn't drive over it purposefully. Like, I saw it and I was like, okay, I'll just avoid it. But instead, I hit it dead on, and it was filled with glass bottles. And I heard it go pop, and then my car started beeping, tire pressure, and then the app on my phone, tire pressure. And by the time I backed into the spot, the tire pressure was at 9, and now it is just flat as a pancake.
And so, what was the box of?
Margaritas, apparently.
I could have used that bottle now.
No lie.
Margaritas in a bottle? There's four of them? Like pre-made something?
I guess so.
Like Mike's Hard Lemonades type something situation, like but with margaritas?
Something like this. But I don't think anything was in them. I think they were all empty.
I mean, somebody did put them back in the box, which was nice.
Yeah, sure.
But they just left the box in the middle of the parking lot.
Just right there, and damn it if I didn't hit the only thing that I shouldn't hit.
Which is crazy. Pick up after yourself.
So I just...
I imagine after the four margaritas, though, you weren't thinking about the environment.
But you had the wherewithal to place them all back in the box and take them outside?
Well, yeah. I did. Sorry.
I just...
Judgy McJudgeface.
I just am just-justing. So...
That's a crappy way to start your day.
I know. And, like, this car doesn't... Ford got rid of spare tires, apparently. So
that was going to be my next question. So now you have to call AAA after the show and take a nice ride with a stranger.
Well, I don't mind that because they're always quite nice people. But yes, so I'll have to go over here to my good friends at Town Fair Tire where I have a punch card. And
I've been to that Town Fair Tire.
They are the nicest people on the planet. But that's how I started my day. You're so mean.
How long have you had this car?
I don't know. 4 months?
Pulled in the parking lot. I didn't avoid the box.
I just shouldn't drive cars. I don't think that there's any proof to the contrary.
Have you heard this one? I got lots of margarita songs.
No, I mean, I really don't care unless you can make me one. So, needless to say, I don't know if I can schedule AAA to come get it at a certain time, but we're going to find out this morning.
Walk me through this, right?
All right.
So you pulled in.
I pulled in.
You're going at a slow speed because you're in the parking lot and you go at a slow speed anyways.
I do.
And you see the box.
It's about as big as, it's like 5x7x7 probably.
Okay.
Yeah?
Optically, you catch the box and you're like, I'm going to go right in between this box.
That's right.
Then how do you end up hitting it head on?
Because I shouldn't drive cars.
You know what? That's a fair answer. All right.
It's a big car. I misjudged.
Got you.
It ain't that big. That car is actually kind
of... Why don't you go have a nice walk outside?
I drove your car. I was surprised.
And the first thing you said... That is bull. The first thing you said was, she thick. That's what you said when you drove my car. So get the blank out of here.
Oh, this is the closest Kennedy's come to an FCC final.
Almost did. Not gonna lie. So anyway, needless to say...
This whole segment is just so Carson can torment you with margarita songs.
Needless to say, I'm gonna. And I have an appointment in Hingham at 1 o'clock because, of course, I do. So it's like client. I have to go.
Well, you might have to show a little leg and hitchhike to that.
Thank you, Uber.
Have you heard this one from Big Boy called Margarita?
No. We're in the deep cuts now.
Did it smash all the glass bottles?
Yeah, so I had to stand out there and with my foot, because I don't really carry a broom. I carry a lot of things in my car, but I don't carry a broom. So I had to use like my foot to sweep away so no one else would drive on it.
Where did you sweep? Like into the
Like onto the curb, yeah.
Right.
In my brand new shoes that I really don't want scuffed. But fine, everything's fine. Everything's fine!
You're lucky you don't have a flat big toe.
These shoes are pretty thick.
What a great way to start the day.
But I won't let it get me down. I will not let it get me down.
Unlike that tire, she will rise.
Got him.
If you need a ride to Top Fair Tire, you let me know.
It's not that I need a ride. My car needs a ride.
Yeah, the Kia can't tow that beast.
Like, I can't. If it had just a little, I could make it around the block. It's literally a half a mile away. But it's so flat, I can't drive it.
Pulled in the parking lot. Heard my tire pop. Turns out there's some glass that I thought I could smash.
I didn't think I could smash it. I thought I would miss it.
But I'm a bad driver.
The fact's not a opinion.
My car's not a thriver.
No.
And now I gotta take the Bronco to the shop at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it'll be 10. I'm not gonna leave the show, but yes.
We appreciate that.
Somebody left their margaritas in the parking lot. I gotta pay for some sugar sour.
I do.
Some people claim that there's a drunk in the parking lot to blame.
There always is, but I know.
But I know it was probably Carson.
Kennedy, I think your job as parody writer is safe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Santiago from Easton.
Well, hello, my friend.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Long time no hear from.
Yes. You know, he came in with his wife when she was pregnant twins for Redemption Week. They are now 10 years old, Kennedy.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
10 months old.
I'm kidding. 10 months old. It wasn't that long ago.
He was just here. I know. Please don't make me feel crazier than I already do.
It's so funny. I spend so much time talking to our listeners on the phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I know them.
Yeah.
So he called in and was like, hey, it's Santiago from East. I go, didn't you just live in Mansfield? What happened? And he's like, I had to get a bigger place. I got the twins now. How are they doing?
I love it, Dan. I love it so much.
They're doing pretty good.
Oh, good for you, buddy.
All right, let's get Kennedy out of the studio now that we're done catching up.
All right, good luck.
Can you please leave the studio?
You got it. Thank you. Good luck.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie. That is a loss for you. Kennedy has now left the studio, as you know, and she's over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. The K-pop Demon Hunters craze is breaking records with their song Golden, returning to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and three other tracks from the soundtrack are also in the top 10. Can you name the biggest K-pop group of all time?
BTS.
Question number two. Serena Williams says she lost 31 pounds using weight loss medication, and she feels really good and healthy. What is the name of Serena's sister, who is also a tennis champion?
That would be Venus Williams.
Watched her play last night. She looked fantastic. It was awesome to see her back on the court.
Still playing in her 40s.
Question number three.
Yeah.
Yep. Millie Bobby Brown just dropped a hint about her new baby's name with a picture of the initials RWB on her phone case. The final season of Stranger Things will release in three parts later this year. What season will it be, Santiago?
Season six.
Question number four. Morgan Wallen played two shows at Gillette over the weekend, and he printed out some Boston-exclusive tour posters where he was cosplaying as Paul Revere. Now people are calling him Founding Daddy. On Paul Revere's famous midnight ride, he rode from Charlestown to where, warning British troops were on the way.
I'm going to guess Concord.
And question number five, Lil Nas X has been charged with four felonies after he allegedly charged police officers in L.A. last week. What is Lil Nas X's real name that was also the title of his debut album and one of the songs off that album?
I want to say it's Montero.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! How much sleep are you getting with two 10-month-old twins in the house?
Not much. But you know what, though? They sleep pretty good now. They sleep from 7 to about 5 in the morning. Mm. That's the first feeding. I get up, I feed them at 5. So every morning I'm up at 5 feeding them, and then they go back for a little bit. And then they either go to daycare or my in-laws help out with them. So, yeah, we're lucky. They're really good babies.
You know what I remember about that age with my twins? The diapers. We just went through so many diapers. So many diapers. You change a diaper and you couldn't even sit down and they'd soil another one.
One's a little bit bigger than the other one, so it's two different sizes that we have to, like,
You can't even use the same size.
Three, so, yeah.
That's a lot. Kennedy, Santiago got 4 out of 5 right.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Well played, sir.
These are tough.
Three out of five.
Do you have three? Oh, you're right. He missed number four. My apologies. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 5. All right.
Good enough.
Here we go. Question number one. The K-pop Demon Hunters craze is breaking records with the song Golden returning to the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100, and three other songs from the soundtrack are also in the top 10. Can you name the biggest K-pop group of all time?
BTS.
1-1. Serena Williams says she lost 31 pounds using weight loss medication and she feels really good and healthy. What is the name of Serena's sister, who is also a tennis champion?
Venus.
Tied at 2. Millie Bobby Brown just dropped a hint about her baby's name with a picture of the initials RWB on her phone case. The final season of Stranger Things will release in three parts because why? What season will this be?
5?
It only took them 20 years to get there.
Why are we doing this? Just release it.
3-2. The Kraken.
Question number 4. Morgan Wallen played two shows at Gillette over the weekend, and he printed out some Boston-exclusive tour posters where he was cosplaying as Paul Revere, and people are now calling him Founding Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
On Paul Revere's famous midnight ride, he rode from Charlestown to where, warning British troops, were on the way.
Concord, Lexington? Do I need one of them?
Those are two different places.
Well, they're sort of Lexington.
There you go, Kenny. Oh, by the way, I've heard, I saw this on NBC 10 this morning, that he may be in some hot water for running late and maybe facing some fines.
They do that on purpose.
Do they?
He knows.
Get
he
some
knows.
Publicity.
He knows.
They write the check.
Yes.
He ain't got to worry about it. Mm. There's 34 songs on that album.
No.
One of those songs
when you start paying Madonna garden numbers, then come talk to me.
Well, Madonna just doesn't show up on time.
Yes, I know, but then she goes 2 hours late and doesn't care.
42 question number 5. Lil Nas X has been charged with 4 felonies after he allegedly charged at police officers in L.A. last week. What is Lil Nas X's real name? It was also the title of his debut album and one of the songs off that album.
Oh, the last name is Hill, I believe.
First name.
William Hill?
Montero.
Oh, duh.
Do you have a song called William?
I don't know. I don't know all his music, Carson.
We played it, Kennedy.
But that doesn't mean that I could move along. Yeah, it's so easy when you got the answers in front of you. Mm-hmm. Easy to be smug.
Dan,
sure
quit
is.
Hitting that buzzing sound over there.
I just can't help myself, Carson.
Idiots.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Santiago, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you guys so much for having me on. My name is Santiago from Easton. I can't be Kennedy. And I love my wife and Nathan and Jesse. Bye.
Oh, you are the best
what a guy.
Ever.
I hate to have to do this. Still got to play the loser horn. I'm sorry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Mark from Stoughton.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good.
Mark is serious. You can hear it in his voice.
Mark's a busy guy. He's got stuff going on right now.
Yep. $1,000 on the line, Mark, for Can't Beat Kennedy. She has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 questions. Unfortunately, if you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. I spent 2 hours at this store yesterday because my son broke his second iPad in the past 6 months. Steve Jobs originally launched the brand. Name the company.
Apple.
Question number 2. Bands that could still... Excuse me. Harrison Ford asked his former host of The Tonight Show to 3D print him a toilet seat. The seat on one of his toilets is discolored and unattractive. But that model toilet seat has been discontinued, so he wasn't able to find a replacement. Who is this former host of The Tonight Show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Keep your radio turned down for us, too. I don't know if it's feeding back or not. It sounds like it might be. Question number 3. Bands that could still technically reunite their classic lineup include Heart, Aerosmith, Rage Against the Machine, and which band that features Sting as their lead singer?
The Police.
Question number 4. Marc Maron isn't a big fan of Bill Maher, and he thinks Netflix chose Dave Chappelle over the trans community. Marc Maron is currently starring in a new TV show on Apple with Owen Wilson. Name the show.
Not sure.
All right, and question number 5. Miley Cyrus wrote Billy Ray Cyrus a song for his 64th birthday. It's called Secrets. And listen to this. It features Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I guess that's Billy's favorite band. That's a hell of a gift.
That is a great gift. What is Miley Cyrus's mom's name, though?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Mark, I understand you help pick up donations for Vietnam veterans. Is that correct?
Correct.
What a wonderful thing to do. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Mark from Stoughton got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
Really hard. You ready?
I'm ready.
I spent 2 hours at this store yesterday because my son broke his second iPad in the last 6 months. Steve Jobs originally launched this brand. Name the company.
Apple.
By the way, what they've done at Cambridge Side Galleria, the place looks amazing.
Okay.
They put a Zara in there, Kennedy.
We love a Zara.
It's a magical Zara where you just place your item in a magical box.
Oh, that's how Zara works. Yeah.
Wow.
Uniqlo does it too.
This is, Dan, you just drop your, whatever you bought, you drop it in this box and it brings it up on the computer screen. It knows what it was.
I don't know what Zara is.
It's a clothing store.
Gotcha. I shop at Walmart.
Nothing wrong with that.
Harrison Ford asked this former host of The Tonight Show to 3D print him a toilet seat because the one on his toilet is discolored and unattractive and they don't sell them anymore.
If only he had the means to find himself a new toilet seat.
Who is the former host of The Tonight Show?
Jay Leno.
It's just wild.
Han Solo needs help.
He can't buy a new toilet or a new toilet seat.
Boomer.
2-1 question number 3. Bands that could still technically reunite their classic lineup include Heart, Aerosmith, Rage Against the Machine, and which band that features Sting as their lead singer?
Oh, I doubt that. The Police.
Yeah, it's not good. Not
They're getting
right
sued.
There.
He's getting sued.
3-2 question number 4. Mark Maron isn't a big fan of Bill Maher, and he thinks Netflix chose Dave Chappelle over the trans community. Mark Maron is currently starring in a new TV show on Apple with Owen Wilson. Name the show.
Oh, it's Swing?
Close. It isn't golf. Stick.
Stick.
That's his nickname on the show. 3-2 question number 5. Miley Cyrus wrote Billy Ray Cyrus a song for his 64th birthday. It's called Secrets, and it features Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac on
like,
the song.
Like, it's a really interesting song, but it's weird because the lyrics are, I will keep your secret.
What is that, the secret, right?
Why would you send that to your dad? It's
right.
Weird. It's weird.
What is that secret?
But I digress.
What is Miley's mom's name, though?
Trish.
What is it?
Trish.
It's not Tish?
It's Trish.
Is it Trish? I may have written it down wrong.
It's absolutely Trish. You're thinking of someone else in your family called
Trish. I think of my stepmother.
Yes, you are.
All right, I'll take that. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy, nice
shirt.
What is it, Dan?
It's Tish.
It's Tish?
Get out of here.
You let Kennedy get in your head.
I did.
Folded like a cheap suit.
Why do you got to let facts get in the way of my winning? Whose side are you on?
Don't blame me. Blame Google. They have the information.
Damn.
If this was the day of encyclopedias, I would have never knew.
Damn it.
Well, you still get the win, Kennedy. 3-2. Nice job.
All right.
Mark, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but we really do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Thank you for listening, and thank you for what you're doing for Vietnam veterans. That's appreciated as well.
Mark, okay. You still there?
Mark?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you having a panic attack? Is that what's happening? You seem nervous.
It's all good. Just a couple of ding-dongs on the radio. Don't mind us. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Mark from Stoughton, and I can't see Kennedy, but it was fun.
And it was.
There you go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.